Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Like the rest of us. His name is Jesus. He came to free us from chains that bind and troubled minds and all kinds of addictions and afflictions. But we must first be in submission unto God. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him first, keep him first. He loved us first. So if God be for you, who can be against you? He is the incorruptible seed, and whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Don't you wanna be free?
I wanna be free.
Amen, amen, praise God. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, and God wants people to be free, amen. And that's why Jesus, one of the reasons Jesus came, he came to set the captives free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Glory be unto his name. And I thank God for you. I praise God for you. Amen. That we are able to come into his presence once again and praise him and glorify him. And this is truly a blessed opportunity week by week. And we just give God glory. Amen. We are so grateful. We are so thankful. And so let us go to God. Our scriptures this week are coming from Revelation. And Revelation 5 and 8 says, "And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people." Amen. Isn't that a wonderful vision? The 24 elders now, and they were holding these things, golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And then in Revelation 8:3 says, "Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all of God's people on the golden altar in front of the throne." And so God's people are praying. We are praying. We are praising God. And what we will do throughout eternity and be in his presence, give him praise. I could think of no other place to be throughout eternity than in the presence of the Almighty, wonderful, compassionate, loving God, amen, who shows his love every day, raining on the just and the unjust. And so it's beautiful to be in the presence of God and to be in the presence of the saints as we offer prayers together, blessing God's holy name. Amen. So we're going into the presence of God. We're going into his presence. And as we do that, we offer these prayers. Here are the angels collecting our prayers and these golden bowls of incense to be offered unto God as a sweet smelling savor unto his nostrils. Praise his name. So let us go to God in prayer. We have much to pray about. We have much to be thankful about. Glory be unto God. Father God, we praise you. Father God, we thank you. God, we magnify you. There's no one like you. You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory all the time. Oh God, we lift you up. God, we magnify you. You know, God, our needs before we ask, and you told us so and taught us through the Lord Jesus Christ how to pray. Father God, we hallow your name, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we know your will is for no one to perish, but all to come to repentance. We are praying for the souls that are in the harvest. You send for the workers, God, to the harvest field because it's plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so, Father God, we pray for those already missionaries out there, God, doing the work of the kingdom in Asia, Gospel of Asia, in Africa, Grace Point Ministries, and many all over Africa, many all over South America, in North America, all over the world. Amen. Seeds are being planted. Seeds are being watered. And you are the one who makes the seed grow. Because the one who plants and the one who waters are not anything, but you are everything, God, because you make the seeds grow. And so we give you praise and glory, God. We magnify you, lift you. We thank you, Father God. Bring the souls into the kingdom, out of the darkness to the marvelous light. For the power of Satan to the power of you, God, confessing your name, confessing the name of Jesus, and that he did die for the sins of the whole world, and that we believe, we receive. He was buried and rose on the third day, and now sits in heaven on the right-hand side of you, Father God, waiting for the scheduled time that you have appointed for him to return. Oh, God, it's exciting. And so we just look to you, God, the author and the finisher of our faith, to do a great work. And so we are praying for these souls to come into the kingdom out of a value decision. Hallelujah, because today is the day of salvation. It's an urgency. All around, I see there's an urgency for the message of the gospel to be preached and received. with gladness and joy, with everything that a soul can grasp onto is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, we pray for the children and the youth for their salvation. We pray for them to call on Jesus and be saved. We pray for them, God, they should lead them. They should lead parents and others, Father God, into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise your name. How wonderful, how awesome. We are praying also, Lord God, hallelujah, for those who need healing, God, because by the wounds of Jesus, they're healed. You heal cancer. You heal strokes. You heal disease and sickness. And by the wounds we're healed, you heal, and we shall be healed. You saved, and we shall be saved. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you for destroying the works of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for forgiving our sins. Thank you, Lord God. And removing them as far as east is from the west. You do not remember our sins anymore. Oh, glory be unto your name. All of your benefits. You forgive all our sins and heal all our diseases. Oh, we bless your holy name. God, remember those who are sick in, who are in nursing homes, who are in hospitals. Remember the grieving, those who are mourning, God, over lost loved ones. God, give us strength. Give us knowledge and understanding. Let us be on watch. Let us be in prayer always, God. Hallelujah, because these prayers coming up to you before your throne, you are receiving them in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bow down before you asking for, you said to pray for those who are in authority, pray for the kings and everyone. We pray for President Barack Obama and everyone in the White House, everyone in Washington, D.C., and in our states, the governors and the state representatives and mayors and vice mayors and councils and commissioners. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We not only pray for them, God, but we are praying mightily. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for God, those who are in need of provision, spiritual provision. Father God, those who are in need of provision materially, God, there's nothing too hard for you. Your arm is not too short to save. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. We look to you, the one who has all, that has compassion and kindness and goodness. Hallelujah. We look to you, God, and God, you are merciful. Giving mercy, God, giving what we do not deserve. You give us grace. Your grace is sufficient for us. Hallelujah, we praise your name. We keep on pressing in. We keep on pressing on. We keep on calling on your name. We need breakthroughs, Father God, breakthroughs in our family, breakthroughs, God, for in our own lives, God, to go from faith to faith, from glory to glory, and each one to appear before you, God. We appear in walking in holiness because we call on your name. We call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, all of Israel, to be saved. God, we pray, Lord, hallelujah, pull down strongholds. These weapons that we have are not carnal, but they are mighty through you for the pulling down of strongholds, breaking, God, the plans of the enemy, destroying the plans of the enemy. We look to you, oh, mighty God. You're wonderful. We praise you. We exalt you. We say hallelujah, which is the highest. Thank you to your name, Jesus. We've asked you in these things and so many who have unspoken prayer requests. God, we lay them at your throne, and you bless your people. You bless us with peace. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. Saints, we've come to a close of another time together in prayer and praise. We must go with God. We must go with him, magnifying him, worshiping him always. Always in the presence of God. Amen. And so we love God because he first loved us. And sent his son Jesus to die for us while we were yet sinners. Oh God, glory be unto your name. And bless you. Listen, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Turn his face towards you and give you peace. Go with God. Amen.